It's time for All Things Northwest with Northwest Missouri State University President, Dr. John Jasinski. Each month, President Jasinski visits with community and educational leaders about exciting developments and collaborations happening throughout our region. Support comes from United Electric Cooperative, Clarinda Regional Health Center, and Atchison Holt Electric. And now, the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
Welcome to this month's edition of All Things Northwest, a show devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We highlight the great work and the great play, the collaboration and the developments throughout our region, and please know there's so much to celebrate. We here at Northwest Missouri State University and your public radio partners, KXCV, KRNW, trust you had a great July, and like you, are staying cool in this summer heat. I am pleased to welcome you to the August edition of our show. We'll provide two segments this month. In segment one, we will focus on the Allied Arts Council and their upcoming Trails West Festival, and we'll be visiting with Ashley Jones on that segment. In segment two, we feature Cassie Tavern, the director of trio programs at Northwest, to discuss Northwest's trio and upward bound programs. Thanks for joining the All Things Northwest team, and we hope you enjoy this month's edition. To begin, I welcome Ashley Jones to All Things Northwest. Ashley is the communications director, joined the Allied Arts Council in July 2011. She's responsible for developing the marketing plans and materials for the council's projects, including Trails West, the Arts Fund, Sculpture Walk, Traffic Box Art, and the Arts Fund Endowment. She produces the quarterly Voice of the Arts newsletter, biweekly email blasts, and the annual report. In addition to her marketing duties, she serves as the staff liaison for many of the Trails West committees and coordinates St. Joe's Got Talent. Ashley is a graduate of Northwest Missouri State University with a bachelor's degree in interactive digital media with an emphasis in new media mass communications. Welcome, Ashley, to All Things Northwest.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and there's so much going on, but let's focus on Trails West. First of all, for our listeners, for public radio listeners that are looking for something to do, have them understand what Trails West is all about.
Well, Trails West is an arts and entertainment festival, but it started out as a celebration of the birthday of St. Joseph, really. So, which has now morphed into having three stages of entertainment. So we have a city stage, a family stage, and then a main stage that has national entertainment. And then we also have a fine art area, a folk art area, an area for children, and then, of course, all of your festival food.
And so, boy, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
A lot to do, several stages, whatever. Yeah. Let's break that down a little bit. First of all, so it's a celebration originally for the birthday of St. Joseph, the city, but beyond that, it's a celebration of people, of the region, et cetera. Let's talk about it. What are the dates of the festival, first of all?
Well, this year, it's August 21st through the 23rd, and so it's that third full weekend in August. So usually it's confusing people a little bit because it's a little bit later, but it's the third full weekend in August.
Okay, and from an admissions point of view, if I want to go that third full weekend in August, what do I have to do to get in?
It's only $8 for the whole weekend. You just buy a button, and that's if you get your button in advance. And there's many locations throughout St. Joseph you can do that. You know, if you're in town at East Hills Mall, they're selling the buttons. But if you can't buy it in advance, it's only $10 at the gate. And if you just wanted to come on Sunday for like a family fun day, you can get a wristband for just $2. So
it's pretty affordable. $8 or $10, depending on advance sales for the entire weekend. So, a great value there. And where's it located, by the way?
It's at Civic Center Park, which is just behind City Hall in downtown St. Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the history a little bit then. So how did the festival start?
It started out as the city approached the Arts Council about, hey, we want to do something in celebration of the city's birthday. And so we kind of collaborated, and it started out as that, and it was so well attended that it's just kind of morphed and become a program of the Allied Arts Council. So it's been going on. This will be our 23rd Trails West. Yeah.
So 22 successful years. Yes. And as we think about the 23rd year then, Kind of talk about those three stages a little bit. What happens across those three stages, and how will that be special for participants?
On the city stage, we'll have local bands, and so we'll have like Maria the Mexican, who is a Kansas City and St. Joseph combined group, and so we'll have areas that focus on that. And then on the family stage, we have some fun things that are family friendly. And so, for example, we'll have Inspirations Dance Studio on that stage, and so she'll invite students to come up on the stage and kind of teach them some dance moves so that they can learn. Maybe they've never taken a dance class before. But then the main stage is really probably what draws the biggest crowds. On Friday night, we are having Resurrection, a Journey cover band, and then they are opening for Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, and so they sang songs like We Built This City, you know, classics like that. And then on Saturday night is our country night, and so Kelsey Ballerini, who is huge now, she's number one on the country charts, is going to open for the Charlie Daniels Band. And so that's really exciting. We know a lot of people are coming down from Omaha from that, you know, just taking tour buses. He has quite the following. And then Sunday is we're going to do a community worship service. And so we'll have a community worship service, and then Sanctus Real, which is a Christian band, will play for that.
So whether or not you're a Journey fan, Jefferson Starship, the old Starship, or a country fan, obviously Charlie Daniels, or, you know, faith-based worship kind of activities on Sunday, there's a lot for everyone basically throughout the weekend. As you think about the type of art, you know, not just music festival, but art festival too, talk about some of the art that will be there.
So we break our art up into a fine art and folk art, which folk art's kind of more crafts. But in our fine art area, we have a lot of new artists this year. And something that we're featuring, though, is we have the St. Joseph Woodworkers Guild. So they're going to be doing some demonstrations. Maybe you have never seen how a pin, like a wood pin, is turned. We're going to have people demonstrating how to do that. And then we also have a lot of returning artists in that area. But then on the folk art side, we have a lot of vendors over there. We have over 30 vendors on that side. And so we have, you know, like crafts or decorative signs for your house. And then one of the groups that we have over there is The Crossing, and they work with like homeless people and veterans to make rugs, and they have their old looms that they'll be using over there.
So again, just like the music side of things, the artistic side, so much to offer. So for so many that will be in attendance. And what about families? You know, family-friendly event, I suppose. So talk about the family-based activities.
Yeah, so we have the children's art area, which is really exciting because the kids, you know, they don't want to just look at pieces of art. They want to be able to touch something, to get their hands dirty, if you will. So we'll have different areas over in the children's art where they can make art projects and then take those home. And we'll have the Girl Scouts there working with kids, and Home Depot and different organizations like that.
And what about food? Will there be any kind of food there?
Of course there will be food.
That's important.
It is very important. You have to go get your turkey leg and your hamburger and your funnel cake. And, of course, then we also have kettle corn. And people get really excited about Keck's root beer. You can bring your root beer bottles back and get some homemade root beer there. And we also have healthy options, too, if you're not into the
whole. Those are all healthy in my book.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
And weather? It's always sunny and beautiful?
Yeah. It's always going to be sunny and beautiful.
Exactly. So, Ashley, as you think back to the last 22 years and how this has grown in attendance, how has attendance been recently, and then what are your goals this year?
It's been pretty good recently. Last year, we had a little bit of rain that kind of hurt us last year. But, you know, like we just said, it's going to be sunny and it's going to be beautiful. So we're expecting a really good crowd. We have some really good entertainment that people are really excited about. So we're just a general admission festival. So a lot of people just bring in their lawn chairs or their blankets, or bring your family down and kind of claim your spot and get ready for the concert and come in and have a good time.
That's great. So that's a good point, too. You can bring chairs, blankets, coolers.
You can't bring a cooler, but we'll have all the food and beverages that you need. You can bring your blanket or your lawn chair and just claim a spot.
And Ashley, as we think about, you know, this being family-friendly event, so many people from throughout Northwest Missouri and, as you say, from Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and so many people that want to come together and have a good time together. Talk about how to spread the word. How can we spread the word? How can people get tickets in advance? Just want to make sure we remind our listening audience.
Yeah, if you just go to trailswest.org, you can find out a ton of information about the festival, but more importantly, you can find a list of button locations if you're wanting, which is the admission to the festival, so that if you wanted to get your button in advance, you can. So those are mostly in St. Joseph, but we have a few spread out a few other places. But just spread the word. It's definitely a family-friendly event, and so we just encourage you to bring a big group. A lot of people have, like, high school parties, you know. They'll get together with some friends, and I know my mom is planning on meeting her class down there on Friday night. So just kind of bring your friends, and there's something for everyone there.
Well, it's tremendous. You know, we think so much of the region and so many good things that happened throughout this region. Trails West is just another example of a great event. And in this case, it's a weekend event for people to partake in. TrailsWest.org. And you can get more information and certainly buy tickets throughout the region. So, Ashley, we wish you the very, very best. Thank you for joining All Things Northwest.
Thank you for having me.
When we return to All Things Northwest, we'll visit with Cassie Tavern. We'll discuss the TRIO and Upward Bound programs at Northwest Missouri State University. You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW.
Support for All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW comes from Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative and United Electric Cooperative, providing power to rural customers in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Both companies would like to remind you that pad mounted transformers or electrical substations carry high voltage and to teach children not to play around them. More information at ahec.coop or uec.coop. Support for All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering certified wound care to promote healthy healing of all wounds, injuries, and burns. More information on CRHC's program, services, and healthcare providers is at clarindahealth.com.
Welcome back to the August edition of All Things Northwest. I'm your host, John Jasinski. We'll now visit with Cassie Tavern. Cassie is a native of Little Rock, Arkansas. She holds a Master of Public and International Affairs with a specialization in nonprofit organization from the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public and International Affairs. She is a TRIO alumnus, Ronald McNair Scholar, and has been employed as a TRIO professional for several years. Ms. Tavern worked in state government for 21 years before becoming an educational service provider. She has 18 years in human resources as assistant to personnel manager, nonprofit management experience as well. A licensed ordained minister, Cassie enjoys teaching and motivating her students and is passionate about delivering a holistic approach to ensure that students are successfully, academically, personally, and socially prepared. Cassie, welcome to All Things Northwest.
Thank you, Dr. Jasinski, for having me on your show.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I need to tell our listeners that from a TRIO Upward Bound perspective, I have to just kind of let it all out there that I have a special flair, a special love for TRIO and Upward Bound. My wife, Denise, obviously served as the academic coordinator for Upward Bound for years, and I know the past directors, so you're filling some great shoes, but we're so happy to have you here as a leader and happy to have you here in the Northwest community.
Thank you, thank you. It is marvelous to know that you are familiar with TRIO. You have ties with TRIO because so many of our programs across the country don't have that particular flavor. So I think that's one thing that's particularly special about Northwest and with the former director, Phil Kinkle, because Phil did a phenomenal job. All I'm doing is just doing what he set in place. So I'm really excited about having the opportunity to be here.
Well, we've been blessed to have a great, great, strong TRIO program, strong leadership. But for our listeners' sake, let's kind of start from the beginning. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, you're nationally known and so on, but let's talk about TRIO. What's TRIO all about? I mean, listeners are saying, what's the acronym and what's the mission and what TRIO is all about? So if you can take a few minutes and kind of talk to us about TRIO.
Okay, I definitely will. Well, first of all, TRIO is a federally funded program, and it's specifically for educational opportunities for outreach programs for college access. For students that are disadvantaged, low income, they're the first generation, or they have a disability. The program was started back in 1964 as part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty Act. So it started out with Upward Bound. That was the first program, followed by Educational Talent Search. These are two pre-college programs, and then the Student Support Services program. And Northwest has Student Support Services and two Upward Bound programs. But he saw the need to make sure that these particular populations had an equal opportunity to higher education. And because these programs provide the necessary individual services for our participants so that they can achieve academically, we provide those services. If they need to be introduced into culture, we provide those services. Mm-hmm. And teach them personal and social development, because a lot of our students don't get that in the areas that they're in. So these are part of the intensive and intentional services that we provide to our students to make sure that they're able to fit in wherever it is that they want to go.
So 1964, and so mm-hmm. much has happened since then, but obviously put in for a reason, a variety of programs in place. How many TRIO programs are there across the country?
Across the country, roughly, we may have, probably a good 800 or more.
Okay.
And I know we serve a little more than maybe a million students or more. So
okay. Yeah. And so I want to bridge for our listeners. Let's learn a little bit about Cassie and you. I mean, I read a little bit of your bio. I didn't read the whole bio. But let's talk about Cassie and how you got to TRIO, because I think that has everything to do with then talking about the TRIO programs here at Northwest Missouri State.
Well, I was raised by a single mother. Okay, my mother was a domestic and had four kids, two boys and two girls. My mother got to finish her high school diploma. And when I grew up, I wasn't the type that, you know, our counselors looked at to go to college. All right, I was just on the borderline. So I really didn't consider college when I graduated. You know, we were raised to get a job. We know we had to get a job. But it was in the job that I was doing that I met some friends who were actually in college. And they said, why don't you consider this? And I said, okay, let me look at this college thing and see exactly what it's about. So I had a representative to come out to my home to actually talk to me about college. In the first year that I went, I did well. But I didn't know anything about renewing my financial aid for the next year. And because I didn't have that type of knowledge, I didn't get to go back for the next years. Okay. No one, where I was not in the area for people to give me understanding on college admissions. You know, you have to apply for your financial aid each year. There's some things that you have to do as a student, where I didn't have that type of knowledge. So since I didn't have it, I just continued to work. Until finally, about my 40s, my friend said, you know, you really need to be in school. I said, what do you mean? You have so much that can be cultured, that can be nurtured. So why don't you check it out? So this time I did check it. And I checked it out, found out what I need to do, and got into the Student Support Services program the first year. And did pretty well in that. But I was recruited for the McNair program. And the McNair program get students when they become juniors and start preparing them for graduate school. So I had those 2 years with these individual services, and that's what I like about TRIO. TRIO is a family. It's not a program. It's not a service. Right. It's a family, and that means that family cares about you. So it's not a 9-to-5. It's whatever needs to be done, we go out of our way to make sure it's taken care of. And I had those type of people working with me and working for me to get me what I needed so that I could succeed. And through that, I got the passion to want to help assist other students, while also meeting students that are international. My little group were full of students from different countries, so that's why I got into the international arena, because my friends were international. But I'm just excited to be able to have the opportunity to show students that are coming behind me, this is what you need. And this is what you need to prepare for, because there's somewhere you have got to be. And before you get there, while you're here at Northwest, there are some things that you are going to have to get on board with. And it might be uncomfortable, but from where you need to go, you need to make sure you're taking advantage of these opportunities. And that's what TRIO does. We connect them with the resources, make sure that they have the mentality, the motivation, the encouragement to press beyond what their norm is. Because most of them come from demographics where they're not in an educational environment, so they don't understand what it is. But once we open up their eyes to what's available, and then help them to understand you can soar. It may be uncomfortable, but at one point when you get out there, you're looking good. You can't see it, but you're looking good. And when they get that, oh my goodness, I didn't know I had this in me. Well, it's our job as TRIO to show them what's inside of them and help cultivate that. And that's what our services do.
Well, you've got me fired up there. And really what it comes down to, though, tremendous, tremendous story in your background, but it really does depict why TRIO programs were created in the first place. It's about student success.
Yes.
You know, Northwest's mission, and our listeners here on KXCBKRNW know this. They've heard me say this on this program, All Things Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
But our mission is really student success, every
yes.
student, every day. And so
yes.
it's just a perfect fit with TRIO. So your background, obviously, you didn't know about TRIO from the first day, but you went through some tough times.
Right.
And then all of a sudden get introduced to TRIO over time. And as you talk about, sometimes higher education, you know, for those that understand the environment, it's kind of an easy gig. You go
right.
through, I say easy gig, to go through and understand how to get involved, how to do financial aid
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But with regard to succeeding and sustaining and thriving, for some students, access is a huge hurdle.
It is.
And that's what TRIO is all about,
right.
is first
providing
focusing on access.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So let's talk about TRIO programs at Northwest Missouri State, giving access to those that maybe weren't thinking about higher education. Talk about the history of TRIO at Northwest, because it has everything to do with kind of today. You had mentioned Phil Kinkle and some others,
mm-hmm.
but talk about the history a little bit, and what do we have today, and who's involved?
Oh, wow. Today we have, like I said, we have our college program, which is Student Support Services. Our college program, we service 180 students. And the service that we provide, we're thankful for the Talent Development Center, because it provides the tutoring and supplemental instructions for our students. So what TRIO does is we identify students when they come in as freshmen. We identify them to look and see which ones are low income, which ones are first generation, if they have a disability, and who has a high academic need. And that means we're looking at their transcripts, we're looking at their ACT scores, so we can determine which of those students need our services. And to tell you the truth, Dr. J, about 3/4 of the students here at Northwest qualify for TRIO services. So I am really excited about maybe the opportunity of being able to write for some more SSS programs, because there are 5. We have 1.
Wow.
There are 5. So we need to look at writing for those programs so we can service these other students as well.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. You know, I think about students who don't even know what TRIO is all about.
Correct.
But then I think about individuals who don't even know that college is a possibility
mm-hmm.
for them. So
mm-hmm.
us getting the word out nationally about the TRIO programs, I think, is important, but certainly Northwest. You mentioned 180 students as part of the TRIO program, Student Support Services. Talk about a little bit about Upward Bound and Upward Bound Math and Science.
Those, the two pre-college programs, those are the most treasured programs. And I say that because the students in Upward Bound and Upward Bound Math and Science, and I tell them, you are the elite in Trio, and they are the elite because they are getting these additional services and they're performing high academically. They're performing high. We have the upper bound math and science, which is focused on the STEMs. So these are the brightest of the brightest students. They just don't have the socioeconomic background behind, but they're able to perform. So what upper bound and upper bound math and science do, they level the playing field. And we do that by introducing them into the different type of cultures. We introduce them into dual credit. They get to take dual credit classes where in whatever it is that they like to. And these classes are putting them ahead of our average first-time freshmen. These students are they have credits when they come in. So during the summer, 6 weeks in the summer, the upper bound program, they're doing academics, they're doing culture, we're doing different things with them. Our math and science upper bound, they're in class all day long. They're taking classes, math, engineering, chemistry. They're taking classes, and they also do the culture as well.
And listeners, these are high school students.
These are high school students from 9th to 12th grade. So we talk to them, and we help them to understand who they are. And then I let them know, you do not have to become a product of your environment. All you need to do is take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you. And you can be or do anything that you want. We're proving it to you right now. Okay. We've chosen you to be a part of this program. You. That means we've seen something special in you. So our expectations are high. Right, because we're making this investment, our expectations are high. So we expect for them to perform at a certain level because we know it's in them. So when they come on campus, they're able to compete globally with any student, regardless of who that student or where that student come from. That's what TRIO does, leverage the playing field.
Definitely levels the playing field. Puts students ahead.
Exactly.
Obviously,
yes.
On the best of the best. So, this program is airing in August. I know that back in July, Upward Bound takes a trip every year. You guys, your staff took students to Chicago. Talk about that experience.
Right. Well, I didn't get to go on that trip, but I heard they had a fantastic time. There were like 80 staff and students that just took over Chicago, right? And the majority of our students, I'll say 3/4 of our students, this was the first time that they got to go to Chicago. I'm not sure if it was their first time getting out of Missouri or whatever. Usually those are our students. They haven't had the opportunity to go. So they were experienced culture events. They experienced different type of entertainment things that they normally would not get the opportunity to do. And I've had people here in Maryville who let me know that they actually seen them there in Chicago and that they were some good behaving students. And I love to get that report back on my students. I think sometime they, you know, from where I come, they had a hard time with me because Miss Cassie is the type where that'll do. I don't like that ado spirit. No. I like the spirit of excellence. I know the level that you can perform. So I'm going to push you. I'm always going to push you farther than what I see you doing. And in the end, they're complaining. Oh, my goodness. They just complain. But in the end, wow, Miss Cassie, thank you for not letting me get away with whatever. That's my job, all right? I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to cultivate you and make you into that individual that I know you are. Because I had some to just cuss me out, you know, and then come graduation with the head hung down.
Well, thank you.
You know, yeah, Miss Cassie, I'm sorry. I was wrong. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciated you. You didn't give up on me, and you didn't let me get by. You know, that means more than $1 million,
right. You know. Well, listeners, you're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCV, Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe. This is John Jasinski. I'm your host, and I'm talking with Cassie Tavern. She's the director of the TRIO programs here at Northwest Missouri State University. As you just heard Miss Cassie talk about, it isn't just a get-by kind of attitude, but rather it's an attitude of excellence with pre-college students and with existing college students, trying to get them leveling the playing field for whatever their preconditions are, and then putting them ahead. So, Cassie, as you think about the trio programs here at Northwest, how do they fit in with the kind of the strategic direction of the university?
Oh, wow. We're positioned right with the partners that we're working with. Like I said earlier, working with the Talent Development Center, it allows us the opportunity to get early services, early awareness services for our students. Making sure that our students persist from 1 year to the next is very key to our objectives and to making sure that we keep our program. So it's important that we are, I tell my students, we're going to be intrusive. We're very intentional. That means I need to know where you are. Are you communicating with your professors? Are you getting connected to the resources? Because this is key in their performance, in their academic performance. How are you feeling? You know, just sitting around not communicating lets me know something is going on up here that is not allowing you to perform. So I need to know what those non-cognitive areas are so they're able to articulate them. And once they're able to articulate them, then we can move forward. This is what we need to do. But with our students, we have to teach them, Dr. J, we have to teach them some of the basics, okay? They need to understand, first of all, what it is to be responsible and to be accountable. So once we have them to understand, you're going to have to be accountable. We're providing these services, but we can't do it on our own. It's right. Important that you're making an effort. So what I do is provide the fire. All right, I'm here. Okay, this is going on. We have to address it. We got to address it. All right, your performance is not where it's supposed to be. And based upon what we're looking at, I know there's more in you. So let's me have a talk with you, and then I want you to go talk with your professor and see exactly what we can do different. Like I stated, we go beyond the norm. When they come here, they don't have a clue. You know, academically, their grades may be up here, but down here, they're so far below. Socially or mentally, you know, their mental attitude might not be right. And then I'm working to help our new students understand the environment that you're coming in. If you're coming from a big city, you're coming to Maryville. This is a different family. So I have to help them to understand what type of family this is so they know how to interact. You know, for what you did back home, that was not acceptable here, you know. So we got to learn how to adapt. You got to learn how to change. And if someone doesn't bother to spend time with them and help them to recognize that, then they'll continue with the same behavior, which is not very good. So that's some of the things we'll be working with them as well.
So part of that, you know, obviously is acculturation, but also we talk a lot about soft skill development and really the academic side of things. But it's really kind of the whole, you know, as I introduced you, Ms. Cassie, mm-hmm. we were talking about, mm-hmm. you know, focusing on the holistic person, the holistic side of everyone. So talk about that. How do you... It could be any student for that matter, but a trio-based student, how do you kind of get them to understand the holistic picture?
Oh, right. What I like to do, and particularly what I did with my pre-college students, when I first meet with them, I helped them to understand what the end is, what the end result is. And then we got to go back. Okay. The end result for you here at Northwest is to get that degree, right? That's why you come here, to get that degree. So now I got to go back to them as a freshman. As a freshman, this is what your responsibility is going to be, okay? We have these scholarships set up for you. When you persist, when you do what you're supposed to do in class, making sure that you're taking the time out to study, helping them to acquire study skills, because a lot of them come unprepared. They don't have a clue. No, you cannot study the morning of the test and think you're going to pass. This is not high school. So we have to teach them how to adapt. All right. And also we have to teach them how to be financially literate. All right. Yes, you're getting money. You're getting your little refund back. And it's not for you to go and blow on some wheels, on some hubcaps or whatever. You need to put this money aside. So financial literacy, you know, academic stability, tutoring. It's okay. You don't know it. It's all right. If you spend time in tutoring, you are required to spend time in tutoring. No one knows everything, but someone is there to help assist you. So you are required. And we're talking backwards and forwards to see, are you showing up? What are you doing? You know, why is this grace still here? Did you turn in your assignments? Let me see your assignments. Let me see how you're doing your work. Okay. Not only that, we're connecting them to the different organizations on campus. We want them to be involved in at least two organizations. We're utilizing student mentors, and their mentors is checking in on them. And like I said, we're going to be intrusive. We're going to meet them where they are. That means if they're hanging out over in student engagement, we're hanging out in student engagement. If they're hanging out at the football game, we're going to be at the football game. If I got to talk to you in a grocery store, how's it going? All right, I got to tweet you, Instagram. Talk to me. Are you out there? I need to talk to you. We have got to connect to where they are. And once a person, you do that with a person, it's, my goodness, you hounding me. But I look up and they're hanging out in my office, which is what I want. Right, which is what we
want. You're creating accountability, obviously.
Exactly.
Right. And listeners, we should note that there's a lot of national research out there about intrusive advising, I guess, would the term be. And, bottom line is that for those individuals that really do need just a little bit of a push, some motivation, or, Miss Cassie that's, providing an Instagram, a tweet, or whatever the case may be, that, hey, someone's here to support
yes.
you, but
yes.
you are accountable.
Yes.
Yes. We'll talk about, Cassie, the kind of the future of TRIO programs, how Northwest and community members can support listeners, but what the future might hold for TRIO.
Well, I tell you what, I am excited about the new notice we got from Dr. Mote on the early assessment initiative. This is something that we were looking at with our new TRIO SSS grant that we just got approved for. Yay, yay, yay.
Congratulations.
thank you. We were sweating bullets, right? But that Phil Kinkle, he's dynamite. I mean, he wrote a fantastic grant.
So. And Cassie, let me call time out real quick just to fill in the blanks for our listeners. So Phil Kinkle, before him, Karen Hicks, and obviously my wife. There's been a great team of
yes.
leaders and so on.
Yes.
But Northwest has just received word that we've been renewed for a new grant program, correct?
Yes.
We're very pleased about that. But you also referenced an early assessment initiative from our chief academic officer, our provost, Dr. Tim Mote, which basically says that all faculty will be providing early assessment to all students
yes.
so that
oh,
the
wow.
student can have meaningful
wow.
knowledge of where they're at 4 or 5 weeks
yes.
into any and every course,
yes.
right? So very, very important.
Yes, it is. It's critical for our students. It's very critical for TRIO, and that is one of the things that we had included in the new grant. So we're static that is definitely going to be an initiative now.
That's great. Yeah. And then, future beyond that, I mean, you haven't even been here a year yet. So, I mean, but as you think about all that you've seen, but what you might see in the future, what are some future possibilities?
Well, like I stated earlier, are some of the things that I'm looking at for Northwest that I know that we need to be aggressive in pursuing. We want to make sure that we write for the next go period for the SSS grant for disability. There's a SSS for teachers. There's a SSS for health. And we need to write for a Veterans Upward Bound, and additionally for an educational talent search. With our Upward Bound programs, we're only serving from 3 to maybe 5 students in 18 schools. Where we get a educational talent search program, we can service 1,000 students in these different schools, 100 to 200 in these different schools that we're servicing. But mainly, we have a great teacher program here in Northwest. We need to get that SS program. We have a strong disability services program. We need to have that disability SSS program. And we also need to focus on the STEM, with our new health program coming in as well. So these are some of the things that I'm looking at that I'd love to see come to fruition here at Northwest that we will be keeping an eye on and making preparation for.
Well, so many connections ahead, but what it really comes down to is focusing on success for our students, every
yes.
student, every day,
yes.
whether it be through student support services, SSS, or certainly through our Upward Bound programs existing,
yeah.
but obviously, as Ms. Cassie's talking about, maybe some some new programs in the future. Cassie Tavern, thank you so much for joining the Northwest team, for joining All Things Northwest, but especially being a mentor, a teacher, a guide, an exemplar, and someone who can just simply motivate and keep students accountable. Thank you very much.
Again, thank you, Dr. J, for having me.
And that's a wrap for this month's show. All Things Northwest is a program devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We thank our guests, Ashley Jones, Communications Director of the Allied Arts Council, talking about Trails West, and Cassie Tavern, Director of the TRIO programs at Northwest Missouri State University. Thanks, too, to our producer, Brandon Travis, B-Trav we call him. He's a student here at Northwest, along with KXCV-KRNW General Manager Rodney Harris. Friends, take good care, treat each other well, provide good works for others, and please keep celebrating and advancing our region. I'm John Chasinski, and thanks for your support of All Things Northwest, Northwest Missouri State University, KXCV-KRNW, and Public Radio.
Support for All Things Northwest comes from Nottoway County Economic Development and Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments. More on Facebook at facebook.com/NWMORCOG. Theme music for the program was composed by Northwest professor Dr. William Richardson. The music was recorded by vocal music education major Jordan Andrews, piano, music major Daniel Bates, bass, audio and production major Mark Ludwig, drums, and Dr. William Richardson, trumpet. The program is written and produced by multimedia journalism major Ben Noley. Join us again next month for All Things Northwest.